From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hamas, the Islamic militant group that governs Gaza, said Sunday it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Efforts to resolve a decade-old schism between the two main Palestinian factions appears to be coming closer to fruition after Egyptian mediators succeeded in convincing the Islamist Hamas group, which controls Gaza, to agree to dissolve its Gaza Administrative Committee that governs the territory sandwiched between Israel and Egypt. The agreement calls for new Palestinian elections in Gaza and the West Bank next year. Despite the new accord, the Fatah group is insisting Hamas start implementing the deal before any further steps are taken. It remains unclear if Hamas will agree to another key demand and allow European Union monitors and Egyptian border officials to take control of the main Rafah border post between Egypt and Gaza, officially closed since Hamas refused to uphold a 2005 agreement with Israel, necessitating the presence of EU monitors at the border. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Four young American women had acid thrown at them Sunday at a train station in the French city of Marseille, but police said it did not appear to be a terror attack. A 41-year-old woman has been arrested as the alleged assailant. Police officials reported that the suspect had a history of mental health problems and said she remained at the site of the attack without trying to flee. Two of the Americans suffered facial injuries. All four were hospitalized, two of them for shock. This is VOA News. Britain eased its terrorist threat level Sunday from critical to severe after police arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train in London. The severe threat level indicates British authorities now believe another attack is highly likely, while the critical designation meant an attack was seen as imminent. The attack on Friday morning injured 30 people, all but one of whom have now been released from hospitals. Rohingya refugees fleeing conflict in Myanmar into Bangladesh could die from a lack of food, water, and shelter unless the emergency response is stepped up, says Save the Children. Correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh could die from a lack of food, water, and shelter. The stark warning given by Save the Children as aid agencies struggle to cope with the huge numbers fleeing violence in Myanmar. A government offensive against insurgents has driven nearly 400,000 Rohingya Muslims into Bangladesh in what the UN calls a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. They arrive exhausted and hungry.
A roadside bomb exploded in northwestern Pakistan Sunday, killing a senior government official and at least four of his security guards. The explosion happened in Bajor, a volatile, federally administrated tribal district on the Afghan border. The administrator of the Mamund sub-district was being driven to a border village to attend a traditional assembly of tribal elders when his vehicle struck an improvised explosive device. A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for planting the roadside bomb. The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for the killing of a senior intelligence officer and his bodyguard in a drive-by shooting Sunday in southern Mogadishu. Mohammed Maalim Hassan Kholi was injured in the midday shooting Sunday. He was chief of intelligence at Mogadishu's Kada area, one of the capital's 17 districts. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States is considering closing its embassy in Cuba following a number of health attacks on 21 American diplomats there. Investigators have explored the possibility of sonic waves or an electromagnetic weapon, but so far, no culprit or device has been identified. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.